Okay, it's called the Great Invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. This has an interesting wording to it. From the point of light within the mind of God and from the point of love, it starts about a point. Because the pure essence of God dwells in a place that is beyond time and space. And the only way to describe it would be a point. So it has no time and space. But from that point, from which all things originate, we can extend light, love, and power. It all comes from that point. And then to seal the door where evil dwells, he talks about the door was opened by Hitler and the Nazis. And it's been open for some time, but they forced a very strong opening of the door. And after World War II, he said the door was partially sealed shut, but not sealed. And it's the duty of rising generations to seal the door where evil dwells. And the evil is like that power that wants to take away the freedom of the human spirit, the way the Nazis did, and rule them by strong authority so that we're told what to do and what to believe and not allowed independence of thought for ourselves. And when the door is open, this is what happens. The door has to be sealed. And right now there are so many people who think that we all need to be controlled for our own good. And this is what, when the door to evil is open, is there are those that want to control us for our own good, tell us what to do for our own good, because they know what's better for us than we know for ourselves. And this door has to be shut. And right now, there's a tremendous threat in the world to jar open this door the way it was in 1939, before World War II started. One thing you can say about the Dark Brotherhood is they're very persistent. They don't give up. Mm-hmm. They just keep coming back. It looked like we had them defeated after World War II, but then they keep inching back again. I mean, they keep appearing in a new form. You hear a lot of conspiracy theories saying, well, you know, the incarnation of evil is international bankers or the Jews or Zionists or the Illuminati or was the Nazis or the Nazis reincarnated or some Antichrist. They have all these different ideas. But what they don't realize is the incarnation of evil that opens the door incarnates wherever it finds the greatest opportunity. So it's possible that the presence of evil that wants to take away the freedom of the human spirit, well, it's possible it was in the Illuminati at one time. It's possible it was in the Masons at one time. But what it does, it just doesn't stay in one group. And this is what the average person wants to do. He wants to identify the presence of the threat of evil in the world with one group and just have it over with. And this is the way, that's the way 90% of the people think. They want everything identified in black and white so they don't have to think about it anymore. But that's not the way it is. You always have to think. You always have to make judgments, because the incarnation of the true conspiracy of evil is from realms of the unseen world. And they will use whatever vehicle is most useful at the time. On hindsight, we can see it was Nazi Germany during World War II. But before the war started, people couldn't see that. You know, all kinds of industrious, the Kennedys did respected Hitler. They thought he was doing a good job. The Ford Motor Company did a lot of business with him. They thought the Nazis were an admirable group. And a lot of people, and Hitler got Man of the Year in Time magazine. Before the war started, a lot of people thought Hitler was a great guy. And Mussolini, the same thing. Mussolini got, I think he got Man of the Year too once, plus all kinds of politicians here. Even FDR praised Mussolini before the war started. He thought, boy, I got to copy a lot of the stuff Mussolini's doing, because he's really doing a good job. And even Churchill, as much in the light as he was, he visited Mussolini and come back praising him. And so the evil was not obvious. On hindsight, we all think, boy, if we were to go back there, we'd all know, of us know Hitler was evil. But we wouldn't. Most people didn't. Most people thought he can be handled, or he's just one of those guys that a little bit overzealous. And then, too, there was a lot of people had praise for him. And this is a situation again and again. When it surfaces in a new incarnation, people don't recognize the presence. Then after the war, it incarnated into communism. And for a while, there was a communist conspiracy, and everyone that pointed to a communist conspiracy was laughed at and ridiculed, or a lot of them were. And then, after the fall of the Soviet Union, it left the communist countries, and then it settles in the Middle East. And now this is where the presence of evil is in the Middle East. It's not because the Russians are bad, or the Middle Eastern people are bad, or the German people are bad. It's just that when the unseen presence of evil, and they have their own hierarchies, when they see an opportunity to get control of a certain people and use them for their own ends, they will do it. And it could happen to any people on the earth. And so a lot of people are still pointing their fingers at communism. A lot of people are still think the Nazis are going to surface again. A lot of people think the Pope is the Antichrist. And some people say the Mormons are the Antichrist. And they're pointing their fingers at a black and white situation, or the Masons, or the focus of evil, or whatever, or the old Illuminati. But what we have to look at in each situation, where is the focus of evil today? That which has produced situations like with ISIS, where they're cutting Christians' heads off, and by the millions in Iraq, for instance, there's been millions of Christians displaced in Iraq. There's hardly any Christians left there anymore. And this is a presence of evil that's exterminating many Christians and many Muslims that don't believe the way they do, too. Muslims don't go. I tell you, the most person in the most dangerous situation is a Muslim that is supportive of the freedom of the human spirit. And there's a growing number of them, but they are very dangerous. Whenever they speak up, they're in danger of having their head cut off or assassinated one way or another. And you every once in a while you see on TV a very courageous one. I see about one a week, and often they're asked, well, aren't you afraid for your life? They'll say, well, I've been in threat of my life so many times that I'm just trying to enlightened people now, no matter what happens, you know. And they all admit they've received all kinds of death threats. The people that are trying to speak up for freedom for Muslims and for women in the Muslim religion and for gays in the Muslim religion and for Christians to receive equal opportunity in Muslim countries. People who speak up that are in the Muslim religion are extremely in a hazardous situation, even worse than the infidels. Because there's nobody any group goes after more than what they consider a traitor. And if somebody's a traitor to their own in their mind, if a person is a traitor to the Muslims, then they're in very great danger. In the time of Hitler and the Nazis, if some traitor was found there, he was, you know, he just wasn't shot. He was maybe tortured to death or something. And so it's very precarious. If a traitor is found in the old Soviet Union, I mean, he suffered a very precarious fate. And so this door to evil is very important that we close. And the Tibetan tells us that if a large number of people are saying this invocation and put thought into closing the door where evil dwells, that it will have an effect. It will affect the consciousness of people throughout the world. So this is that phrase and the invocation is very important to put thought into as you're saying it.